Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Happy Friday. It is April the 16th. Thank you guys for joining us. We love hearing from you in the morning. Thank you for checking in. You can check in on Twitter. Follow us. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. We have Melody's checking in this morning. So is Titus, Martin, Mike, Blair, and Alex listening this morning. Also checking in with a text, which we love to get at 702-364-9400. We have Soraya checking in, Turtle and Boople, Tap, Raul, Sandel, Jeremiah. We have Jan listening, Deborah, Jim in Michigan, Zach, Carl, Lance, Corey, Cujo, Buckeye, Bob, Josh, the school bus driver, Perla. We have Jessica, Melissa, and Francis. Thank you guys for that. And it's finally Friday. How you doing this morning?
Good, good. A coworker of ours, I'm assuming they're a coworker of ours because they parked like right next to where you and I park.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled in behind them and they didn't have tinted windows, so I could see very clearly into the car, and they were FaceTiming while driving. They had their phone kind of attached. They must have something on their windshield to hold their phone up, kind of eye level. And I saw they were FaceTiming.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And they FaceTime a lot. And they FaceTime in the ladies' bathroom, if this is the person I'm thinking. Because there are times where I don't know they're FaceTiming.
Uh-huh.
And then I go in there and they're already in the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom and I hear, like, how you doing? And I've answered before. I'm like, good, how you doing? And then I hear someone all on the phone. I'm fine, or whatever. And
you
then
responding.
I'm like, oh, gosh, you idiot. Why did I say something? I feel so stupid.
But you didn't know. You just hear someone say, well, you walk into the bathroom, and someone says, hey, how you doing? Kind of, you know, if you're in a stall, maybe a weird conversation, but I think the natural instinct is to respond to that person.
Yeah, definitely. It's just you feel like an idiot when that happens. I wish I had someone I could FaceTime this early in the morning. Maybe they have that person on the East Coast. But I think it's cool that they always have that go-to person because they're always FaceTiming them whenever I see them walking down the halls. I don't know if it's the same person every time, but I'm a little jealous, not going to lie.
The other person's got some time on their hands. Just, you know, got nothing to do. Hang out and FaceTime with your friends.
Well, just catching up. I mean, that's what I call a great use of your time. You're literally like not doing anything at that moment. Have a little conversation with them. If I tried FaceTiming my mom right now, first of all, she wouldn't answer. If she was awake by some odd chance, she'd bump me. She'd just be like, no, not accepting your call right now.
Would you, let's say you're having a nice, intense, or just a good FaceTime conversation with your mom, and you really had to use the bathroom, would you continue the FaceTime conversation while you went into the bathroom?
Not a FaceTime. I have continued the phone conversation and just put my phone on mute. Because when she starts talking, she'll go off for a little while. So I know I have at least a minute and a half or 2 minutes so I can accomplish what I need to accomplish. But if it's FaceTime, no. She doesn't need to see my face and see my bathroom while I'm doing that.
Struggles.
Do you do that?
No. I don't like doing phone conversations in the bathroom either. If I'm taking a phone call for some reason I got to use the bathroom, I'll tell the person I'll call them back. And And I don't FaceTime that often, but if I am FaceTiming and I feel the urge to use the restroom, I'll just, you know, I'll call you back. I don't want them seeing that. Uh-uh.
And everything has to be right with my background. I got to make sure that I'm presentable for a FaceTime. Steph was playing a joke on us the other day. It's a TikTok thing where you call, where you FaceTime someone and they pick up and they're like, hey, and you're like, hey, I'm really busy. I got to call you back. And everyone's like, wait, you called me. And when I saw her, she was FaceTiming me, I thought, okay, this has got to be an emergency. How's my background? That's literally the first thing I thought. I'm like, okay, well, it's my kitchen. It'll have to do. And then when I picked up and you said that, Steph, I was like, get out of here. Leave me alone.
And you're like, I know what you're doing. I was like, what are you talking about? I gotta go.
It was really funny, though.
You did everyone right. You got Sean, Heather. Did you J-Love our boss, too?
I did, but what was not cool about it was that our signal was, like, chopping out. He was like, huh? What? Like, so the joke was not funny because Jay was just saying, I can't hear you. Your signal's chopping out. Jay, never mind. It was supposed to be a joke, but I'll just talk to you later. He's like, is it anything important? Do we need to talk in person?
Like, no, get out of here.
I found the audio because Steph actually put the audio in. So let's start with Mercedes' reaction to her FaceTime prank.
Hey, I'm busy. Can I call you back?
I know this one.
No. What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
This is my reaction.
What's up?
Hey, I'm busy. Can I call you back?
What?
I'm busy. Can I call you back?
You called me, you fool.
No. You called me.
Momo called me.
Yeah, Momo. Well, we'll call you back. We're busy.
She had Momo.
Yeah, we'll call you back. We're busy.
And then here's our boss, J-Love.
What up?
Hey, I'm busy. Can I call you back?
Steph?
Are you okay?
I like the enthusiasm, everyone. Boss, what's up? Hey, yo. No one's like excited and happy.
Steph called me yesterday, and I thought it was a FaceTime. I was not in a good like background place, so I was like, oh, and then I realized it was just a phone call, so I answered it. It was you got to be very aware of that
Yes, you do.
All right, well, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Come As You Are by Nirvana? Do you want to hear The Mummer's Dance by Lorena McKennitt? Do you want to hear Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO? Those are your choices. All you got to do is send us a text or call us at 702-364-9400. You can vote on our Facebook page or you can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip,
or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez officially announced their breakup yesterday, saying, quote, we have realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. There's still no word on why they split, but according to TMZ, J-Lo still has the $1.8 million engagement ring, and they haven't decided yet if she needs to give it back. But this is interesting. On his Instagram story, Alex posted a video showing some pictures of the familiar and happier times with this song playing in the background.
Lights will guide you.
Coldplay's Fix You, and he tagged Jennifer Lopez as well.
I mean, he was, like, feeling so emotional, so I get it. I listen to this song when I'm feeling sad or grateful. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I was thinking about you when I read this story because I know how much you love this song. It's a good one, too.
It is one of my favorites. This is such a great song.
It's got a build to it as well. It's a good build song. Prince Philip's funeral will be held tomorrow at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Prince William and Prince Harry will be part of the procession, but they will not walk together. They will be separated by a cousin, Peter Phillips, who is the son of Princess Anne. She's Prince Charles's sister. Now, Buckingham Palace asks that you be ever so kind as to not read anything into this. They issued a statement saying the procession order was, quote, a practical change rather than sending a signal.
Yeah, people are going to read into things no matter what, but I'm not reading into that. It's just that's the order they have.
Now, coverage will begin tomorrow morning at 6:30 our time on pretty much all major networks if you want to watch the funeral tomorrow afternoon. Bachelor star Colton Underwood, he came out earlier this week, and now fans are pointing out an interesting segment from his season on The Bachelor when comedian Billy Eichner guest starred. Now, during the segment, he suggested that Colton might be gay. And now that Colton has come out, that clip is going viral. So here's the clip that has gone viral yesterday.
No, the first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know. I put that in your promo. See you later.
Colton was pretty tongue-tied at the time, but now he tells Billy, quote, love you, love this now, and now I love being gay.
I saw that. Billy Eichner put it out like the second the announcement was made, and he's like, what the heck? Nobody listened to me.
The guy knows. He knows his stuff. We'll have more dirt coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour around 7:15. Panning at the Disco. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1391.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. It is 6 o'clock. Friday finally made it to the weekend. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. I had a nice day yesterday. Did some stuff for Channel 8 that had me out at Red Rock doing a little off-roading yesterday afternoon. It was a lot of fun. I was out there for a few hours, but I ended up getting stuck in a bathroom in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, no.
For about 10 minutes or so, it's an area that I'd never been before in Red Rock. It's called Rocky Gap Road. It's an off-roading area. And there's this little green hut that it's a bathroom. It's a park bathroom. And I went in there, and the lock, when I went to leave, wouldn't fully open. And I was far away from our group of people. And it was about 10 minutes, so if someone finally came up, and they were having to maneuver the lock, and I finally got out, but I was panicked for a little bit being stuck in that thing.
I would be too. That's terrifying. That's especially it being, I'm guessing, a very small space. That would be very terrifying.
A very small space. And it's that moment where you realize, like, wait a second, why is this not opening? And I started kicking the door, and it wouldn't budge. And then when I started calling for help, no one would hear me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Were you not getting cell reception out there?
Zero cell reception.
Oh, dang it.
Because that's what I thought about. I'm like, oh, I'll just call my coworkers and stuff who are around the corner and they can come help me, but zero cell reception. So there was a little tiny like vent down bottom where I had to get down on my hands and knees to scream through this vent to get their attention, and they came over and helped me get out finally.
Wow, but that is really scary.
It was one of those deals where it's like, and then I'm thinking, okay, if I'm stuck here, that's not gonna be an easy way if they gotta come like get someone to take the door off.
Yeah.
You got to drive down to the entrance of Red Rock, which was 20 minutes away, then get someone to come up and take care of everything. But everything worked out just fine.
Wow. It sounds like it was a very eventful day for you.
That certainly was.
Very scary. I'm sorry that happened to you.
The day was a blast. And one of our colleagues got the whole thing on tape too. So I'm like, thank you. I'm glad you documented this whole thing. It's on my Instagram story of me being stuck in this restroom yesterday afternoon.
Oh my gosh. That is my worst fear. Being closed places, small places, being stuck, the claustrophobia kicks in, that's for sure.
And then I was thinking too, because I was with a tour guide who was going to let someone know, because if you're up in that area by yourself and you get stuck, what are you going to do? No cell reception in an isolated area. That's a hard thing to get out of.
That's a good point. Somebody needs to fix that so that doesn't happen to someone else who just decides to go in there on their own and then they're stuck. Like, what happens? Who knows to come looking for them? Who knows to go looking for them there?
Yeah. So that was my afternoon. How was your afternoon?
It was good. I went and got my hair done yesterday and just ready for the weekend. NHRA is in town. My husband's working all weekend. So it's me and the girls. We're going to hang out. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We haven't really decided. But then tomorrow night, some friends invited us out for dinner. So we're going to check out. This is our first time like going out with friends to dinner since all this started. So we're going to go check out a new restaurant we've all been wanting to go to. And that's about it for us. So just looking forward to the weekend. I think it's going to be a good one.
Sure, the weather's going to be great. Nice, relaxing weekend. That sounds fun. Nice little dinner with some friends tomorrow night. That's going to be good.
Yeah, just kind of start off. I hate doing this, but I have a birthday coming up, and I think this is the start of the birthday festivities, which I am not the person to have a week-long birthday festivity or a month-long or anything like that, but there was a comment made like, well, early birthday celebration, and I was like, no, let's not. Let's just go have dinner. No, I don't want to do birthday celebration.
Your birthday's what? It's next Thursday, right? If my date's right?
It's next week, yeah.
No, you're not that person because you don't tout it like, oh, it's my birthday week. I think if friends want to, who you're very close with, want to take you out to dinner to celebrate your birthday, you're not that birthday week girl. Your friends are just celebrating you when everyone can celebrate you.
Well, you know, we were just talking about things that scare you and small spaces. Another thing that I would put on my list is when people sing you happy birthday, because I don't know what to do. I just sit there and look around and I just don't like that. So that's why I said, like, let's not do that. No, don't tell the server. No cakes being sent. Let's just enjoy ourselves. Because otherwise, I will sit there and I will have anxiety the entire night thinking about when are they coming to sing to me. Please don't do this to me. So I gave my husband instructions. I'm like, do not allow that to happen, please. He's like, got it.
Well, as soon as someone at your dinner party gets up to use the bathroom, you know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the pit stop by the maitre d' to say, hey, this table, it's your birthday. Can we do something?
And wink, that's wink. Where I'm going to be like, you know what? I feel sick all of a sudden. Let's go. Bye.
It's going to be a nice weekend. All right, last coming up on the show today. Today is your last day, your last chance to win $1,000. It's the last day of Mix 94.1's cash code. So your first chance with us this morning is at 7:20. We also have for you that Apple HomePod Mini, 8 o'clock hour when you win heads up. And in about 15 minutes when you win heads up, you'll get passes into Mix 94.1's Artist Spotlight with Rit Momney. So that's going to be a really fun event. And then up next, we have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Taylor Swift fans say a new album is coming, and they have the receipts, the petition to keep Black Panther alive. And Miller Lite wants to make it easier for you to get your vaccine. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
24K Golden, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and in less than 5 minutes, we have your passes into the Mix 94.1 Artist Spotlight with Rit Momney. They are yours when you win. Heads up.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. So she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert this week, and fans believe she has dropped a number of hints that her next re-recorded album will be 1989 Taylor's version. We talked a little bit about this week. During the interview, she made reference to New York City, which 1989, of course, leads with Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York.
She also referenced Shake It Off. She mentioned 1989 directly and seemingly gave some other hints. Some fans noted her vision board that she showed off of Colbert features 8 hearts and 9 stars, which could be a visual representation of 89. The poster also featured a seagull, which may be a reference to the seagull-covered shirt that she wears on the 1989 album cover. Furthermore, at one point during the interview, Swift begins to reveal Colbert's social security number, but she gets cut off after saying just 33035, and the digits of that number add up to 14. And since May 14th is a Friday, some people believe that's when the first single from 1989 Taylor's version will be released.
She is methodical, and I love it. I love her. I love when she does this stuff. It's so good.
I do too, and I love that her fans pick up on it. They literally analyze every single thing. So we'll see how that goes. Also trending this morning is Black Panther. Thousands of Black Panther fans are petitioning to recast Chadwick Boseman's King T'Challa in the upcoming Marvel sequel out of respect for the late actor's work on the character and to honor the hero's legacy. Now, the president of Marvel Studios previously said T'Challa would not be recast after the loss of Boseman, who died in August after a private cancer battle at the age of 43. The Change.org petition states if Marvel Studios removes T'Challa, it would be at the expense of the audiences, especially Black boys and men who saw themselves in him. That also includes the millions of fans who were inspired by the character as well. Now, the petition clarifies that the movement's intention is not asking for an immediate replacement in the role or a replacement of Boseman in the grand scheme, as no one could ever do that. But they do say they are merely asking to continue the portrayal of T'Challa in the MCU, saying recast T'Challa is a call to fulfill the role that Chadwick Boseman worked so hard for the world to see.
I like that because, I mean, such an iconic character. Look at how many people have played Batman, how many people have played Superman, Spider-Man. I think this is just the next evolution. Maybe give it some time to breathe and pay respects. But yeah, I want to see the character live on.
I think it's really important that they do that. And I get it. No one can replace Chadwick Boseman, but I think that's what he would want, is that character to live on. So we'll see if that gains any steam. Also trending this morning is Aaron Rodgers. Tonight is his last night as guest host on Jeopardy. He shared an image to his Instagram account that highlighted how he is using sticky notes at the podium to keep himself on track. Now, he kept 6 notes on the podium to give himself little pointers that have helped him along the way. 5 of them are notes from with phrases like speak less, slow down, relax, energy, and stand up straight. The 6th note, though, is from the show's stage manager, who wanted Rodgers to make sure that he did not do anything particularly embarrassing while filming. So he left a note that said, don't pick your nose / butt.
Okay, that's good.
If you need a note to remind you to do that, yeah, that you're obviously doing something. So that's a good reminder on that. And then finally this morning, Miller Lite is trending. The beer brand is encouraging people to get their COVID-19 vaccine with new T-shirts. The limited edition Vax Time T-shirts have just one sleeve, so the wearer can have their arm free for the shot. The shirts are $10. So they're unisex. They come in 2 styles, a navy shirt without a left sleeve and a white shirt without a right sleeve. Both have almost Miller Time written on the front. All proceeds of the shirts go to the U.S. Bartenders Guild, and Miller Lite will match donations up to $50,000. You can get yours on their website at shop.millerlite.com, and that's what's trending.
All right, here we go. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a fun prize you're going to win.
We are going to get you exclusive access into Mix 94.1's Artist Spotlight featuring Rit Momney, along with a virtual meet and greet with Rit Momney. So all you got to do is be caller 20 right now. We'll give you your category. Since it's Friday, we only have one left, and that category is only child. We'll also let you pick your partner, and if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant on the line. Sean, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Your category is Only Child. National Only Child Day was this past Monday. So these are famous people that were only children, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Who do I want to pick as my partner? Who can I pick?
Me or JC?
I'll pick you.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Sean, here's the deal. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and we get those passes to the Artist Spotlight with Rit Momney. You guys, you start now.
He is the lead actor in Titanic. He played Jack.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. She sings Fallen. I keep on falling in and
Adele.
No, but keep that in mind. let's pass.
I'll pass.
Okay. She's the artist you just said.
Adele.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the little girl in E.T. She now has her own talk show on television.
Pass.
Okay. He is Abel Tesfaye is his real name. He sings Blinding Lights. It's Saturday and Sunday is also known as what?
I'll pass.
Oh, okay. He is the actor that plays Harry Potter.
10 seconds.
I don't even like Harry Potter.
Sean, you know what? You gave it a valiant effort. Unfortunately, it did not work out for you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'll try.
It was entertaining. You guys were fun.
Thank you so much for trying, Sean. That means caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You are going to win access into Mix 94.1's Artist Spotlight with Rit Momney. Just keep in mind, if you don't win this morning, you'll have a couple other chances to win today in the 11 o'clock hour with Heather, and then in the 6 o'clock hour tonight with Sean. That is Shade, a trampoline on Mix 94.1. It is 6:34, Mercedes in the morning. I'm feeling like such an idiot right now. Are there any simple tasks that you're just embarrassed to admit you just don't know how to do? We were talking about, you know, plans for the weekend, and I was thinking about doing, one of my friends invited me and my daughters to go on a hike with them on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's like a 3-mile hike. And in my mind, I'm like, how far is that? Is that far? That's not far, right? No, that's not far.
No, 3-mile hike is easy.
That's
for
super
you, yeah, easy.
Easy
peasy.
Okay.
That's a 5K.
I have, when someone says, I don't really have a concept of distance in miles. Here's the thing. Is there a simple task you're embarrassed to admit you don't know how to do or you don't understand? 702-364-9400. When someone says, like, it's only 3 miles, or if someone says, oh, I live about 10 miles away from you, in my mind, I have a hard time grasping, okay, how far is 10 miles? Like, what is that the distance? Like, is my house to my workplace 10 miles or is that like 5 miles? Like, I have a hard time grasping the concept of miles. When someone says LA is, you know, 300 miles away, I'm like, is it 300 miles away? I don't know how far it is because I don't understand the concept. I get miles, but it's hard for me to relate them into distance.
What you need to do, so for me, when it comes to miles, in my mind, growing up as a kid, where we lived, my parents lived, to where I worked, the inn at Lambertville Station, was exactly 5 miles away. It was just, I know. So anytime someone references miles, like, oh, it's 5 miles away, in my mind, I go back to that drive. Okay, it's like driving from my house as a kid to the hotel that I worked at. You tell me 10 miles, like, okay, it's driving to the hotel and driving back. That's my concept of miles when I put stuff in my mind. So you need some marker. I think radio station to your house is definitely at least 10 miles.
Yeah, I don't know. I only know things in minutes. I know it takes me 13 minutes to get here.
Yes.
That's in my mind, that's the distance. It's 13 minutes away. Is this hike, it's a half hour hike. Okay. I can grasp that. It's going to take about a half hour. I live 5 miles away from you. Okay. But how long is that in minutes? Is that like 10 minutes or is that like 5 minutes? That's the thing. I have a real hard time grasping miles and how far that truly is.
Okay, I'm from my house, I'm 9.6 miles away.
So I'm a little further. So maybe I am 10 miles.
Yeah.
Is there a concept that is so easy that you just don't understand? 702-364-9400.
Mercedes, let's grab lunch this afternoon. Meet me at the northeast corner of Charleston and Jones.
Northeast corner of Charleston and Jones. Okay, northeast. There's actually, I don't think there's a restaurant on that corner.
Oh, I'm just throwing it out there. That's what gets me when someone says go to the northeast corner, the southwest corner, just go west on this road and then go north on that road. I'm like, ha, just tell me left or right or where, give me more of a description when it comes to the corner. That's what always gets me turned around.
Well, in my mind, when you said that, I was thinking the first thing I did is, okay, where's the stratosphere? Okay, then is it south? Okay, south, north. That's how I just figured that out. So I guess maybe it's not just with that. Let's talk to Diane. Diane, is there a simple concept that you just have a hard time grasping?
Yes. I can't back out of my garage if there's a car next to me, like in outside the garage. I feel like I'm going to pull into them, and my husband's always like, just turn the wheel this way. And I'm like, no, I just can't do it.
Just tell them to move. I need to get out of here. I totally can understand that. I think my daughter has a problem with that. She hates parking next to other cars. She'll literally park so far away so she doesn't have to have cars next to her.
I did that when I was starting to turn in drive.
She's so scared.
How are you at parallel parking?
I'm pretty good at parallel parking. Yeah, actually, I'm a first timer. Once in a while, I have to readjust a little bit, but usually I can just do it in one try.
I'm good if I'm by myself, meaning there's no other cars around, but I went to downtown Summerlin over the weekend to get some food, and there was an open spot, but I had a parallel park in the spot, and I go to parallel park, and a car pulls up behind me, and he's waiting, letting me do my thing, and I felt the pressure, so I left.
Oh, you're just
I'm like,
done?
Oh, I'll go find another spot.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. I don't know. I guess we should be more aware of what, you know, we're doing in situations like that. But in my way of thinking, it's like not everyone could do this. So I'm just going to take it as a you know, a three-timer kind of adjustment, and then I'm okay. If as long as it's under three times, then I'm okay.
But now you know, anytime someone references something, oh, let's go, it's 10 miles away. Now you know in your mind, radio station to house, at least 10 miles.
Yeah, I'll try. It's just still, this text says, I don't understand my northwest, southeast. Like, if I'm somewhere, I can't tell you if it's north or south. Yeah, just like JC. It's harder than it looks, people. Where's 5 miles from here?
Five miles from here, I would say. So what do you think the halfway point is between here and your house?
I don't know. I'll tell you 5 minutes away where that is, but I don't know where 5 miles is. That's weird.
All right, coming up next, we have the Hot 30. What do you got for
us? Okay, we're going to talk about parenting. 7 in 10 say both mothers and fathers should get this when it comes to parenting. We'll tell you what it is. Also, what are the simple things that make people the happiest? And a guy finds a loophole for some paid time off. We'll tell you what he did coming up next in the Hot 3.
Taylor Swift, Willow, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Blue Point Medical Spa. Call them at 702-307-3330. A new poll of more than 21,000 U.S. adults find that 68% of Americans think companies should offer both mothers and fathers paid parental leave. 1 in 5 fathers say that companies should offer parental leave to mothers but not to fathers. A person's management level at their job also might impact their view on parental leave. Among those who are a partner or a chief executive at their company, about half of them say companies should offer that parental leave. And among those who are owners or proprietors, 57% think that. Those who don't have any management responsibility are the most likely. 75% say that companies should offer leave to both mothers and fathers.
My brother got like 3 months off. He got
Are
a crazy amount
kidding?
Of time. Yeah, some huge amount of time. And he took full advantage of it. He loved it. He loved to be able to spend time with his two kids when they were born and help out his wife, my sister-in-law. Yeah, his company, Merrill Lynch, huge amount of time off.
That's amazing. I've always wondered why more men don't get that. It doesn't. They're so integral in the upbringing and the raising of children. And so unless it is that they don't want to be there, they're like,
you go ahead.
Also this morning, during this past year, have you found yourself needing to find little things in your day to make you happy? Well, a new survey asked people what simple pleasures in life make them the happiest. We were talking a little bit about this earlier this week on a totally different poll. I guess we're really trying to find things that make us happy. But this one says that listening to your favorite songs is the number one simple pleasure in life that makes us the happiest. A nice dinner was number two. Watching your favorite movie was number three, followed by finishing a good book and doing exercise. Number six on the list I thought was very interesting. Spotting a bird you've never seen before.
Oh, bird watching. Hey, what is that one over there?
Simple pleasures in life. And it's so funny. When I saw that, I started laughing because we went on a walk a couple days ago and there was this bird just in the lawn. It was not a bird I recognized. It was very colorful. And my husband noticed it and he goes, "Those birds look like Orioles." And I was like, "Yeah, they kind of do." He's like, "How beautiful." And I just kept walking and I started laughing because he totally spotted that bird he had never seen before. It's so funny.
Is there a bird identifier app where you take a photo of it, upload it, and next thing you know, the app spits out the kind of bird it is and you get all the details? Because I remember as a kid, I think bird watching was a Boy Scout thing we had to do. And I had like a bird watching book. And so it'd go outside and to find, you see a bird, and to flip through all the pages to try to find the matching picture. It took forever.
There's a whole bird watching like club here in Las Vegas, or like, oh gosh, if someone knows the answer to this, birding. It's called birding, and there's a bird preserve in Henderson that you can go birding, and you just go and you just hang out and you with your binoculars and you look at the birds. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out there. They have guides that help you as well if you want someone to point out the birds. Rocky that we work with at Channel 8 was doing a live shot out there, and it looks amazing. It looks like a really cool, peaceful place, just even walking around and hanging out there.
Yeah, it's a whole lifestyle, and there's a woman on TikTok, I'm spacing her name, but she's so awesome. She's like a bird expert, and she'll tell you when you hear certain tweets from certain birds what that means. Like, there are signals all around us all the time about the weather, about danger, about all sorts of things that you just don't pick up on. The birds are like literally speaking to you and telling you them. And she's like, listen to this sound. And it's a bird chirping. She's like, this means there's danger near. These birds only chirp when they feel like they are threatened. If you ever hear this bird chirp, there's some sort of danger surrounding you. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Finally, this morning, it's unbelievable that this actually worked. There is a guy in Taiwan who got married last year, and there are some local labor laws that gave him 8 paid days off from his job at a bank after getting married. But once those 8 days were over, he divorced the woman. And then he married her again so that he could get 8 more days. Then he did that again and again. The guy wound up taking 32 out of 37 days thanks to his 4 quote-unquote marriages, all to the same woman. The bank where he worked caught on really quickly to what he was doing, and they told him that they'd only pay him for the first 8 days. So he filed a complaint with the labor board, and the board actually took his side.
Oh, come on, labor board. What are you doing?
Yeah, and so did the appeals board. They both said that even though what he did was unethical, it was legal. The guy just found one heck of a loophole and took advantage of it. So the guy got his back pay, and the bank was fined $700.
Are you having to give him a wedding gift every time he gets remarried? Did you just get married, Tom? Again? All right.
I'm like, don't invite me to this one, please. I do not want to come.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, 720, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. Today is the last day of the cash code, so make sure you're here at 720. It's Mix 94.1.
Thomas on Mix 94.1. It is Friday, 6:59, Mercedes in the morning, and hopefully this weekend goes off without a hitch and you don't find yourself in the ER.
Here's a little trivia question. Let's see if you get this right, okay? So I saw this last night. 3,000 people a year end up in the ER after tripping over this.
Tripping.
Tripping over this.
Their spouse.
Oh, that is a great answer. That's not the answer according to this survey, this study. Tripping over their spouse.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Their kid?
Not their kid. It's not a human being.
It's not a human. Is it an animal?
It's
their dog. Their dog. I've tripped over my dogs so many times. I didn't realize they were standing right next to me, and then I trip and I fall. But sometimes I hurt them on accident, and they're like, you hear that. That squeak, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to see you there.
Mercedes, I would say that number is probably higher than 3,000.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because that's not the answer. This is a physical, this is an actual item. I think it's in the majority of homes. I've got one in my home. Use it all the time.
Do you think I have one in my home?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm going to say you have at least 2 of them, maybe.
2?
Yeah.
Tripping over, okay, guys, what is it? 702-364-9400. 3,000 people end up in the ER a year?
Yes.
Because they tripped on this item, not a person, not an animal. I have 2, you have 1?
Yes, I've got 1. And oh, you use it multiple times a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my Keurig?
No.
I do have 2. I've got 1 here and I've got 1 at home. I am struggling with this. Steph, do you have any idea on this one?
I was going to say your bed. Kind of like, but you're saying more than 2. Is it your bed?
It's not your bed. It's not your bed. It's a good answer, though. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Answer. Is it bed? No.
And then also, what was the odd reason you went to the ER? 702-364-9400.
We're getting some texts here. This one says a dog toy.
Oh, step on one of those. This is going to be painful. That's not the answer to this survey.
A stool.
Ooh, also good answer. Not the one I'm looking for.
The couch.
Not the one I'm looking for.
A Roomba.
Ooh.
We got 2 Roomba texts.
Do you have two Roombas in your house?
I know. I only have 1 Roomba.
Yeah.
You don't have any, right?
No.
No. A carpet runner.
Ooh, yeah, I can see someone tripping over that. That's not the answer to this one.
Michael, good morning. What do you think it is?
It's got to be the coffee table for sure.
The coffee table, yeah. I've got two coffee tables in my house. Do you only have one coffee table?
I've only got one coffee table.
Okay.
It is not coffee table. Do we need one more guess, and I'll give you the answer.
Okay, one more guess. Thanks for calling. Let's try Maria. Good morning, Maria. What do you think it is?
I think it's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I only have one vacuum cleaner.
Yes, yeah, that's the catch there. Mercedes only has one. I've got one vacuum cleaner. I actually got two vacuum cleaners. All right,
I have tripped on it before, though, if that makes you feel better. What, is that it?
No, the answer, according to this study here, 3,000 people a year end up in the ER after tripping over their laundry basket.
The laundry basket. I only have one.
You only got one laundry basket?
I only have one laundry basket. And is this weird? I don't do laundry all week long. I only do it on the weekends. It's like, you know, we do a load of darks, a load of whites, and then we do a load of our workout clothes. Those go in a separate thing. So we do three loads of laundry on the weekends. That's it.
And you only have one laundry basket?
Yeah. Yeah, only one. We have hampers.
So the dirty clothes go in the hamper, then you take out the clothes out of the hamper and just carry them by hand to the laundry room?
Well, here's how it works in my house, if everyone's so interested in my laundry, ways. So the girls, we do their laundry together. They have to separate darks and whites. That's a load. Then my husband and I, we separate ours into the three piles, the workouts, the whites, and the colors. And then it's time to do a load, we put all that in the laundry basket and take it down. But the loads stay on the floor until they go in the laundry
basket.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you guys?
One laundry basket. My wife does her own laundry. I do my own laundry. I'm the one with the laundry basket. It's in the bedroom where I have all my clothes. So clothes are dirty, throw them in the laundry basket. Once that thing starts to fill up, I take it across the hall and do a wash. I do multiple washes throughout the week.
See, where our hampers are on the top floor, and then the laundry room is on the bottom floor, so we have to go up and down.
When we moved into this house, I thought it was really convenient that the washer and dryer were upstairs. I'm like, that's great. We don't have to walk downstairs. This is awesome. The washer and dryer are against the wall where our headboard in the master bedroom, we share the same wall. So if you're doing a load when you're trying to sleep, it's pretty loud.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, big time. They didn't convenient being upstairs, but they didn't think about what if someone's trying to sleep at night and you're drying something. It gets loud at times.
I really enjoy when I walk outside by someone's house and they're doing the laundry and you can smell the fabric softener. It just smells so good. Like, oh, they're doing laundry, and I'll stop and inhale those toxic fumes. It's delicious.
It's comforting. It's comforting. Steph, how many laundry baskets do you have?
Wait, laundry baskets and hampers are not the same thing?
No, they're not.
So the baskets are the ones that are like more shallow and wide?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have any laundry baskets. We have three hampers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So when you do your laundry, you just take it out of the hamper and put it directly into the washing machine?
Yeah. Since we have a little small apartment, we go a foot away from the laundry room. So yeah, we have three hampers, one for our whites. I have one for my clothes, and then James has one for his clothes.
Do you guys separate your clothes? Do you do like a Steph load or do you combine them?
There's a Steph load if there's too many clothes. And if there's too many James clothes, he does a James load. But if we have small loads, we combine them.
A combo load.
Yes.
We all have such a weird way of doing laundry. Right? Like, we all have our routines. It's bizarre.
720, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. Today is the last day. So 720, your first chance this morning to win some nice money going into the weekend. And then coming up, we do have the dirt. According to Jennifer Aniston's dog, she might be in a new relationship. If you're confused, I'll explain in about 10 minutes. Justin Bieber, Lonely. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Your chance at $1,000 is coming up right after the dirt.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Keith Urban will be hosting the 56th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards this Sunday on CBS. And he was on Ellen promoting the show, and he shared a great story about the first time he heard the two songs he would eventually record with Taylor Swift for her album Fearless, Taylor's version. Here's what he had to say.
It's the craziest story. We were in Australia. I was doing some Christmas shopping at the shopping mall in December, and I get a text from Taylor saying, I've got these couple of songs I'd like you to sing on. Do you want to hear them? And I said, sure. So she sends me the songs. I'm sitting in the food court at the shopping center with listening to these two unreleased Taylor Swift songs. It was an unusual place to be hearing unreleased Taylor Swift songs.
I saw, I mean, that is so funny of all the, you think these are the next hit songs, but I'm listening to them at a Sparrow's.
Here is one, it's called That's When.
That's when I wake up in the morning. That's when it's sunny, you're storming, laughing, when I'm crying, yeah. And that's when.
And the other one is We Were Happy.
When it was good, baby, it was good, baby, we showed them all. Touch away, we laughed in the dark.
Great sounding songs. I think it's just cool too that Taylor has these songs. She's like, I wish I asked her to work on the songs with me. I know Keith Urban, let me just shoot him a message real fast.
He is the nicest man. I interviewed Mickey Guyton, who will be co-hosting the ACMs with him on Sunday, and I interviewed her yesterday. And I was like, so tell me about Keith Urban. And she's like, well, he was supposed to host the ACMs by himself, but then he called me and asked if I would do it with him. And, of course, she was like, yes. So, but that interview is going to be on Las Vegas Now this afternoon at 3 o'clock if you want to check it out. But she's just like, he is the most gracious, down-to-earth guy you will ever meet. And he seems that way. He comes across that way.
He really does. He seems like he's never in a bad mood. I'm looking forward to watching your interview this afternoon.
She's amazing. I fell in love with her.
Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer, are they back on? Some people say yes, and here's why. So this is a tabloid story. But it's interesting nonetheless. So first they bring up how Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer were spotted leaving the same restaurant only moments apart from one another last year. But then additionally, fans believe they've spotted Aniston's dog, Lord Chesterfield, in a recent TikTok video of John Mayer's, further inciting the reunion rumors.
Interesting.
Pay no attention to that dog that looks like Jennifer Aniston's dog. Could Carrie and Aiden be getting another shot at love in Sex and the City, the reboot? Maybe. John Corbett just confirmed that he'll be reprising his role as Aiden Shaw in the revival of Sex and the City.
You had to have Aiden on there. I personally liked Aiden better than Mr. Big, but
same.
That's just an unpopular opinion we have.
And it's still up in the air whether or not Mr. Big, who Carrie married, will be making an appearance in the series or not. So we'll figure out, see how that whole thing plays out. Was Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo better than Breaking 1?
No, it was not.
Well, BuzzFeed has a list of the worst sequels of all time.
And that was one of them, I'm assuming.
That was not on there. No, I just wanted I know you like that franchise. I wanted your personal opinion.
I was like,
opinion.
No.
Kindergarten Cop 2 came out in 2016 with Dolph Lundgren taking the place of Arnold.
I mean, who even knew there was a Kindergarten Cop 2? Of course it's going to be worse. I didn't even know they made one.
And why did it take so long to come out? 2016? Wasn't the first one out in like the 90s?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Son of the Mask, a sequel to Jim Carrey's The Mask. He was not in this one. That came out in 2005.
Again, didn't know.
Mean Girls 2 came out in 2011.
I actually started watching that. I saw it on Netflix randomly. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, cool, Mean Girls 2. And then I started watching it. I'm like, oh, gosh, bye.
Not even close, huh?
Yeah.
Every Home Alone sequel after Home Alone 2. So that would be 3, 4, and 5.
Because that had a different kid in it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep. There's a change of kids. Speed 2 Cruise Control came out in 1997. Keanu Reeves was not. He was supposed to be in Speed 2. Contract issues. And so they had some other dude in there with Sandra Bullock. It wasn't the same.
I didn't watch that one. I have no idea.
Out of control cruise ship. Not the same as the
out of control. A cruise ship?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah. A cruise ship.
Did you ever see Independence Day, the last one that came out in 2016, Resurgence?
No, I didn't.
Same here. But that says one of the worst sequels. And then I'll have to divert to you, Mercedes, on this one. Cars 2.
Oh, I liked Cars 2. They said it was bad?
Yeah, they say Cars 3 is the real Cars 2. That Cars 2 is a feature-length version of Mater's Tall Tales.
I will agree with them that Cars 3 is better than Cars 2. Cars 3 is excellent. Cars 3 is so, so good. But I didn't think Cars 2 was that bad.
All right, that's according to the readers of BuzzFeed.
That's Adele on Mix 94.1. 7:31, Mercedes in the morning. I just did my streaks.
Your streaks? What are your streaks?
Do you know what you don't know what streaks are?
Uh-uh.
Snapchat streaks.
I've never been on Snapchat.
Oh, man, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. I am not supposed to be on Snapchat, I think.
you know, after a certain age, you'd just be like, eh, you know, Snapchat's for the kids. But alas, I am on Snapchat.
And, alas. what is a streak on Snapchat?
So, Steph, do you do streaks on Snapchat? Do you know what streaks are?
I do, but I have that. I haven't done that in so long.
Oh, my
long.
Gosh. I need to give it up. Why do I do this? So streaks on Snapchat are your streaks that you go back and forth with someone on Snapchat. And I have two streaks going. Now, granted, they're with my kids. But every morning and every night I have to send my streaks. Right now I have my streak with Sophie is 359 days that we've sent stuff back and forth on Snapchat. And with Brooklyn, it's 257. So I sometimes forget. And in the middle of the night, my daughter will come in the room like, don't forget to send your streaks. I'm like, oh, thank you. Got to send my streaks. And it's just, it could be something, the way I send my streaks is I'll take a picture out the window here at the radio station and then, put like a little meme, like good morning or something like that on it. And then at night I'll do the same thing. I take a picture of the light fixture where I'm doing my work. And then it'll say like, you know, Thursday vibes or something stupid like that. But is there something that you think it's time for you to stop doing as an adult that maybe you got into the habit as a kid and you just really never gave up on it? And now you're thinking, okay, it's time to hang that up. 702-364-9400. I don't know that I need to send streaks, but I will be devastated if I lose my streaks with the kids. And they don't, I think they'd be upset too. Yeah, they like that I have my streaks going with them.
I think that's a cool thing that you're doing. So it's communicating, like it's in essence, it's a text message, but you're doing it through Snapchat and sending the picture. And how many days were with your older daughter?
With Sophie, it is, let me see here. I just sent my streaks with her, 359 or something like that.
That's cool.
That's a long time.
Almost an entire year.
I know. I got to make it to that mark at the very least.
Yeah, the 1 year mark.
Yes. Maybe that's when I let the streak go. Is there anything that you still do as an adult that maybe it's time to just let go that you only the kids do? 702-364-9400. We just got a text here. I don't know who you are, but this is awesome. My largest streak is 1130. That 1,130 days. That is awesome. I know my kids have streaks like that.
Wow.
With their friends that are so long. This one says on Snapchat, I have a streak of 994 with my best friend and he wants to stop him. I told him I'll kill him if we lose it. Okay, well, now I actually feel better. Maybe I won't lose my streaks. Maybe I'll keep doing my streaks. That's really cool. Okay. Yeah, I take that back. I'm going to keep doing them.
But the streak, it's a back and forth, right? So if you're sending your daughter a message, in order for that streak to continue, she's got to respond back. It's not just you sending her a message every day. She's got to respond in order to be considered a streak.
Yes, and it has to be within 24 hours. That's the whole goal of the streak. And so that's why I send two. I send one in the morning and I send one at night. That way, I've always got some wiggle room. They only send one. And it makes me nervous because I'm like, oh, my gosh, we've got one more hour. You better send that streak. And then they send it and it's like, whew. But, you know, stuff like that. Is there something that you're like, OK, maybe it's time to let that go?
For me, it's Saturday morning wrestling, which I started doing a year ago. It was during the pandemic. I just got tired of watching all the news and the chaos on TV. So I went back to 1988 and I watched WrestleMania 4. And then after that, every Saturday morning in real time, so if I started it in March of last year, let's say it was March 5th, I went and found the wrestling from March 5th, 1988, and just watched it in real time every single week, and I've been doing that for an entire year. That has been my streak. Every Saturday morning, I just turn it on. I'm not sitting there in front of the TV the entire time, but it's on in the background. I'll stop and watch a match or something will catch my eye or my ear. But if I go upstairs to do something, it still plays out. It's a two-hour show, primetime wrestling, and I've been doing it for the past year.
That, to me, is like a good way to decompress and take you back to a happier time. You know, I don't think you should give that up, even though it was something you did as a kid. You're still doing it now. I think that's one of those things that keeps you young and brings you to that happy place. God knows we need it after this past year. It's a good thing to feel happy when things have been kind of a bummer.
And I would follow it even more. So if there was a Saturday night's main event that happened in 1988 and it was on, let's say, Saturday, July 15th, I would watch on that Saturday. I would make sure to play that Saturday night's main event. So I was literally watching all the wrestling in real time. Here's the thing, though, and WWE fans will understand this. They had the network, and they now merged with the Peacock network, and all that stuff is gone.
Oh,
so
no.
So I went last Saturday to watch my to continue my streak and watch my wrestling. It's not on the Peacock Network.
So what are you going to watch now?
I don't know. It's up in the air. I watched WrestleMania 1 last Saturday. I wanted to keep old school wrestling going. But yeah, my weekly, it's supposed to be back in August. So someone was telling me. So we'll see if it returns. But
you're on Snapchat, right? Let me send you a streak. Let's start a streak.
Okay.
Take your mind off of it. We're getting some texts here. This one says, okay, I am not an adult, but I have been collecting rocks since kindergarten. That's okay. Keep doing that. That's pretty cool. This one says, my cousin has been running at least a mile a day for over 2 years. Oh, don't stop that if you can do that.
Yeah.
And then this one, back to in regards to those long streaks, we were going to stop doing it. We were going to do it for just 1 year, but once we hit 1 year, I didn't want to stop. Yeah, it's one of those things where it gets exciting. And especially when you hit those milestone numbers, like when we hit 300, we're like, happy 300 streaks. Like, why are we doing this? I don't know.
You have a party when you guys hit 1 year coming up.
Yeah.
Up next, we got the hot three. What do you got for us?
So the Washington football team, they are pulling fans on a new name. And the choices are very interesting. We'll see what you guys think of some of these. Also, this morning, the phrase that can end a couple's fight about money. You're not going to want to miss this one. And what are the most searched for conspiracy theories by state? Have you ever looked in on this one for Nevada? We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Rit Momney, put your records on. Mix 94.1's Artist Spotlight with Rit Momney is happening on April 27th. If you want to be hanging out with him, Heather will have your passes in the 11 o'clock hour, and Sean will also have them in the 6 o'clock hour.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is being brought to you by Blue Point Medical Spa. Call them at 702-307-3330. Well, the Washington football team is still searching for a permanent name, even if that does end up being the Washington football team. According to local reporters and season ticket holders, the team is sending out surveys and asking fans to weigh in on potential names, and they're casting a very wide net. In fact, fans are getting different lists of choices. The team's president recently said he doesn't think anything is off the table except Redskins. I assume as long as the name isn't messy or embarrassing, but some of the options do seem embarrassing. In no particular order, they include the Washington Aces, which, hey that's ours.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay. The First City Football Club, the Washington.
Hold on, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, the FCFC.
Yeah, it's way too much.
The Washington Archers, the Washington Beacons, the Washington Belters, the Red Tails, the Razorbacks, the Defenders, the Washington football team, the Griffins. There's just so many on here. The Washington Armada, the Washington Swifts.
Like Taylor Swift?
No, I have no idea what this means, but this is just, none of these are standing out to me. I'm glad we don't have this issue.
I was going to say, they're named after the last thing you ordered on Amazon.
Oh, I can't say it because it's for a Try It Tuesday.
I can say the same thing. that's the last thing I ordered.
Yeah, that's it. But you'll definitely want to listen on Tuesday, that's for sure. Some of the other ones include the Monarchs, the Wild Hogs, the Riders.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Washington. This is going to be rough.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, enjoy. Also this morning, money can be a hot button topic for couples, and the subject is the root of a lot of fights and relationships. No matter how long you've been together, though, chances are at some point you'll end up bickering about the cost of, I don't know, school tuition, how much you spend on your latest Target run, someone's frivolous spending. But a counselor has figured out a way to avoid most of those arguments, and it all comes down to five simple words. Saying this phrase during the heat of the moment can diffuse a fight about money in a flash. So what are these magic de-escalating words? Help me understand this cost. I like it. She explains that we often lose our ability to listen because we're so intent on having our values heard. But this phrase helps us slow down and get a better perspective on what your partner is trying to say. So if you're outraged that your partner's spending $6 on coffees every day, listen to them. Explain that this treat really brightens their day. And maybe that'll make you feel better about it. And once you know why your partner makes that money decision, they say then you can calmly discuss if it works with your budget or not.
I like that. I think it all depends, too, on how your spouse responds, too, because it's a very level-headed question you're asking. Hopefully, they'll give you a level-headed response, and you have a nice, civil conversation. Like, if you say to me, do that coffee thing.
So you're spending a lot of money on coffee every day. I'm like, okay, JC, can you help me understand this cost?
Yeah, I want coffee, so I bought it. Wow. It doesn't work. Yes, there's hostility in that.
You are really hostile. You need to take it down a notch.
So it should be. Try it again.
Can you help me understand this cost?
Yeah, you know, after the radio show, I feel like I need a little extra boost, and there's a Starbucks right next door, so I pop in there and get my little venti caramel frappuccino.
Much better. Not so hostile. Take it down two notches and you're good to go.
See, it's all in the approach.
All right, finally this morning, recently DirecTV compiled a study of state-by-state conspiracy theory popularity using their subreddit and Google Trends. Now, from lizard people to the New World Order, 9 different conspiracy theories are scattered across the country. And the most commonly searched for conspiracy for Nevadans is chemtrails. Some believe that the government uses chemtrails for weather control, biological and chemical warfare testing, psychological manipulation, sterilization, and population control, spikes in respiratory illnesses or life expectancy reduction. Now, as far as some of the other conspiracy theories, this is what I'm confused about. The conspiracy about New Coke. Do you know anything about that conspiracy?
Is it some government thing? They were trying to, trick us or mind control by drinking New Coke?
I don't know, because I'm trying to get more information on this New Coke conspiracy theory. I've never heard of that one before. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay. One of the more mild conspiracies on the list, New Coke was a misguided revolution turned scandal that rocked the 80s to its core. Let's see here. They say that New Coke, the failure was intentional on the Coca-Cola company's part to boost sales as threats of being overtaken by Pepsi became a reality. They say that this conspiracy theory was the switch was an elaborate plan to mask the replacement of real sugar in the drink's mixture with high fructose corn syrup, which is less expensive, or the change was used to cover up the final removal of coca to satisfy the Drug Enforcement Administration at the peak of the war on drugs. I did not know there was a New Coke conspiracy.
Interesting.
Some of the other ones were, I mentioned New World Order, Flat Earth, Black Helicopters.
What's that one?
Black Helicopters. Though many dismiss this theory as military or government training exercises, a surprising number of people since the 1970s have reported sightings of unmarked black helicopters in association with UFO sightings, crop circles, men in black, and alien abductions. Others believe the helicopters point to a possible military takeover of the United States. Not so coincidentally, black helicopters have also been linked with the New World Order, with many theorists conjecturing that the aircraft are used to spy on citizens across the world in order to gather information on dissenters of the order. This is
some heavy ones there.
Then the number one conspiracy in New Mexico is Tupac is alive. I like that one. I hope he is.
He's hanging out maybe Hawaii or something, just relaxing. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, coming up here, 8:20, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's Cash Code. Billie Eilish, it's Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles on Mix 94.1. Pictures of Harry Styles dressed as Ariel from The Little Mermaid have gone viral. It's all part of a photo shoot that he did back in 2019 from Saturday Night Live, I guess. And the photos are hilarious. So you have to check it out. Harry Styles dressed as The Little Mermaid, just chilling with some champagne and a cigarette. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, I'm typing as fast as I can.
Yeah, I know. It's everybody's talking about it right now. They're quite intriguing.
Very sexy mermaid.
He looked just like Ariel, I have to say. It is 8:01 Mercedes in the morning. And are you thinking of objecting to a wedding? Is this what you were saying? I just caught the last part of what you were saying.
Tell Mercedes. We both got distracted by Harry Styles. Tell Mercedes, this is a friend of a friend situation.
Okay.
If you objected to, let's say you had a friend and they started dating someone, and the person they were dating kind of changed them, and you felt they were changing them in a way that was not good. Would you say something to your friend about this? And let's say they got engaged. They're going to get married. Would you say something? Because I got a friend that was in this situation. They told the friend how they truly felt about the person they were dating and they were with. And sure enough, it didn't go over too well. And that friendship ended. And that couple just got married.
Man, I just feel like it's a no-win situation. I really do. I don't know what you do. Has anyone been in that situation where you just didn't like them and you told your friend because you're a friend and you want to be honest with them? But maybe it helped. Maybe it backfired. What happened? 702-364-9400. I've done both. I've told my friends, look, I feel like this person is not the right person because they asked. I don't tell anyone unsolicited. They asked, like, what do you think of so-and-so? I'm like, honestly, I feel like there's a disconnect there. And I try to find it the nicest way possible to say it.
Uh-huh.
And then they get mad at you for telling them that. Like, they didn't really want the truth. They just wanted you to confirm what they had hoped. And then on the other side, I haven't said a word. And sometimes I feel like it's better just to not say a word and let that person figure it out, because you're always going to be the bad guy if you say what you think or what you know. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's a no-win situation.
In a situation, because we were at a wedding a few years back, and like everyone in the room felt like this couple should not be getting married, to the point where when the wedding was taking place, we're kind of like looking to the couple next to us who we just met, and they're kind of, we all had this like feeling about us, like, why are they doing this? It doesn't work. They're always fighting. Why are they going through? They got married. They're still together. So your friend, where you thought about saying something and didn't, is that couple still together? Did it work or did it end a divorce?
They did. Actually, they were never married. They were just dating.
Oh, okay.
But no, they're not. And it's like she figured it out on her own. And I maintained the friendship. And I was not the bad guy. Because you're going to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You're always the bad guy. And I don't know. I love my friends, but sometimes I think it's better for them to learn the lessons. Instead, you can always give a little warning and drop some hints. But also, if you ask people what they think, be prepared for an answer you don't like. It could happen. And that's the tough part. Let's talk to Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning, everyone. Yeah, one of my really close friends, he actually was dating this chick for like a year and a half, and it was going down that path of getting married, all of that, and then he ended up, he lost like a majority of his friends because of her, and he just wouldn't listen. And about 2 weeks ago, he came up to me and my husband, and he was just like, hey, you guys were right, I was wrong. You know, I ended the relationship and I haven't been happier and I'm trying to get all my friends back. So he regrets not listening, but now he's getting all of his, trying to get all of his friends back.
And then, you know, you have to respect that for him to say that, yeah, I was wrong or whatever. But also, I think we put unfair pressure on our friends. If you just have a feeling, that's one thing. But, you know, saying that, oh, it's changed you, and it very well may have, but maybe they have to live their life for them and not for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. What changed about them? Is it a change for the good? Is it a change you just don't like because they're no longer kind of your person? Yeah. What's the reason that is it a bad change? You're doing drugs or something? To me, that's a whole different story. But yeah, what's the personality change? So yeah, my buddy said something. Friendship ended. Wedding went through. Hey, there you go.
And they're still married?
A recent wedding.
Oh,
so yeah,
boy.
We'll see. Hopefully they're still married.
Yeah. Well, it could be like that guy in The Hot Three where he got married, divorced after 8 days, then got remarried, divorced again for the time off. So who knows?
8 o'clock hour. Lots going on. Today's the last day of Mix 94.1's cash code. And you have a chance to win $1,000 coming up at 8:20. And right before that is Friday morning. So we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. And it's a great theme this week. What do we got?
We have got, what is it? Oh, 90s R&B.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me think. 90s R&B. So what were your favorite, like, it could be a slow jam, it could be hip hop, just 90s R&B. I've got mine ready to go. What do you have yours?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it was an easy one for me.
This is one of my favorite genres ever, so I'm really excited about this one today.
It's coming up in about 10 minutes.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
All right, every
Friday at this time, we spin the Oh Wow Wheel. Whoever lands on gets to play a song that's going to make you say Oh Wow. We usually give categories. And this week, our category is 90s R&B. We were just in the mood. We just thought 90s R&B would be a fun category to do. So that's what we're doing. The wheel has been spun and it is slowing down. It has landed on... Oh, it was landed on... Wait, is that me or Steph? I can't tell, JC.
Let me see. Hold on. Can I walk around?
Yeah, can you walk around? I can't see. The way the thing is, it looks like it might be me, but it could be Steph. It's me! Oh, my goodness!
Yes, oh, nice!
I did not think it was me. I thought it went out to you, Steph. Okay, well, here's the deal. It could be Steph still, because, JC, you have the power of veto.
Oh.
So if you choose to veto my song, it will go to you, Steph. So I don't think I'll be disappointed with any of our songs, being that it's 90s R&B. I think we'll be happy. But I picked one of my favorite 90s R&B songs of all time. And you may remember the name Mr. Keith Sweat.
Ooh.
Go ahead and start the song. Who remembers the song Twisted by Keith Sweat?
I remember it.
That's my song. Now the question is, do you like it? Because if you don't, Steph's playing hers.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Oh, wow, yeah. I like the Steph remix. It plays. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We have that Apple HomePod Mini. That's yours with Heads Up here in just a second. Mercedes, that's a great song.
Oh, thank you guys for letting me play it. I am just loving listening to this right now. It totally made my day. All right. So, JC, if you would have used the veto, it would have gone to Steph. Steph, what would you have selected?
I chose one of my favorite music videos when I was a kid. And rest in peace to my girl, Aaliyah. Are You That Somebody?
Oh, are you responsible? Another good one.
Great choreography, too, in this video.
I always hear the baby in it.
Yes, yeah, sticks out.
All right, JC, what about you? What would you pick?
I went with a group of ladies that I love, and I love their music videos in the 90s, talking about En Vogue and Free Your Mind.
Good one. Oh, my gosh. These are all so good. We should do a Friday Rewind with only 90s R&B and
hip-hop. There you go. Look at that. We should do something with that.
I like that. You guys picked great songs. Nobody would have lost, no matter who it landed on. Good one, guys.
I love that. The video for En Vogue, all their videos in the 90s, it just captivated me. Sitting in front of the TV, watching MTV when those ladies would come on.
Yeah, I know why.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. Time to win. Looking for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this really is an awesome prize.
Oh, yeah, it's an Apple HomePod Mini from BMG, so you can listen to Mix 94.1. You can hear AJR's new single, Way Less Sad. We want to make you a winner. So, caller 20, you get your category, which, since it's Friday, we're going to give to you. It's going to the library. You do get to pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400. It's the latest from Imagine Dragons. Follow You on Mix 94.1.
Imagine Dragons, the song is Follow You. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Kylie, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, yeah.
All nice. Right, we want to get you this Apple HomePod Mini. So your category is going to the library. School Librarians Day was on Wednesday, so these are all things associated with the library, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's do it.
All right, Kylie, here's the deal. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you'll get that Apple HomePod Mini. Easy peasy. Ladies,
okay.
You start now.
This is your job if you write a book. You're an...
Say it again?
Author. Oh, yeah, author. This is what you find on the shelves at a library.
Book?
Yes. This is where you might sit to get some work done at the library.
Yes.
Yes. This is what you look... when you need information on certain things, there's like a whole set of these. Britannica? Yes. This is when you're ready to take a book home. You have to go and do this.
Check it out?
Yes. This is when you have a big test coming up. You want to go there and do this.
Study.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kylie! For the win, no problem at all. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
We need to go back of keeping track of how quickly you guys are getting these, because the record was 17 seconds. That was pretty fast. You guys are good.
I know. Kylie was on it this morning. Yes. Nice job.
Crushed it, Kylie. You got the Apple HomePod Mini. If you want an Apple HomePod Mini, one more chance to pick one up. And actually, Sean Tempesta will have that in the 3 o'clock hour. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. It's Mix 94.1.
That's AJR on Mix 94.1. It is Friday, 8:37, Mercedes in the morning. I got my hair done yesterday. And where I get my hair done, there's a... It's like those suites where there's like a bunch of them and they're all private. So usually there's just me and my hairdresser in there. But sometimes she'll have overlaps where someone will come in, and then while their color is sitting, then another person will come in and she'll start doing it on there. And that's what happened yesterday. So I got there. There's already somebody in the chair. So she's like, okay, just sit over here. And her assistant started getting my hair ready. And I noticed as she was kind of talking to the other person, they were looking at me, and it's a small room, so there's not a lot of places to look, and so I totally understood that. So I noticed she was kind of looking at me, and you can't see much. I've got my mask on, she's got her mask on, and that's that. So I kind of made eye contact with her a couple of times. She's staring at me, and I try to smile, even though she can't see my smile. And
see it in the eyes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And smile and look away, because I was kind of uncomfortable maintaining that long of eye contact. But she doesn't break it. Like, she was staring, like, intensely. And so I just kept looking away. I looked back to see if she's looking again. She's still looking. And then I started to get paranoid. Would you say something to someone like,
what are you looking at?
Would you really? I don't think you would.
No. What are you doing? Maybe it's she recognized you, maybe a friend, or knows you from the radio show or something, but just couldn't really nail it down because she's only seen half the face. She's seen just the eyes. She doesn't see the full Mercedes.
I don't think that's the case, because I could hear their conversation because I was a foot away, and she was saying how... she was speaking in broken English, and she was saying, though, how her daughter had made that appointment for her. I think it was her first time going there. And the way she said it, she was new to town. So I don't think she knows anything. I could be wrong, unless she's very familiar with the radio landscape of Las Vegas. But
it's a weird spot to be in.
Now,
you
so
feel
weird.
The eyes looking at you. Like, what do you do in that situation? That's a very odd spot to be in.
Have you ever had a weird relationship with a stranger, or weird altercation with a stranger? 702-364-9400. So I finally myself up in a way where she can't look at me in my eyes, so I don't see it, because it was distracting me. I turned, but now I'm facing a mirror, and I can see behind me, and she's still staring at me. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do. It was just the weirdest thing. I'm too chicken to say anything. Like, why are you staring at me? And I don't know if she would have. I mean, I don't think she meant any harm, but it was just so awkward.
It is just one of those awkward social situations. And maybe this woman doesn't realize she's doing it, but it's just an awkward social situation to be in. The grand scheme of things, whatever, not that big of a thing. But yeah, in that situation, it's just an awkwardness to it. I had one for me earlier this week where I pulled up to a traffic light, Far Hills and 215. I'm going to get on the 215. I pull up to a traffic light, and I just kind of glanced to the car to my right, and I recognized it was a former coworker of ours. So I put my passenger window down, kind of waved. She looks up. She puts her window down. I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, good to see you. All's well. Yeah, great. Awesome. I put my window up. She puts her window up. But then we're both like sitting at the traffic light, and I feel like she's looking at me. And I glance over at her and wave again. And of course, the light seems like it's red for an eternity. But it was just one of those weird situations. We said our hellos. Both the windows go up, and they're both still just sitting there. Like, oh, she's right next to me. Do I put my window down?
But you can't look. You can't look in that direction again. You can't make eye contact. It's so awkward.
It is awkward. Light turns green. I'm like, go!
That's the same thing as when you see someone you know on the street, and you're like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, good. And you're like, all right, cool. Well, it was great seeing you. Great seeing you, too. And then you both have to walk in the same direction. You're like, oh, I guess we're both going the same direction. Like, that is the worst.
Let's
it
keep
is
piling
so
on.
Awkward.
This is good. Grocery shopping. You're in Albertsons, wherever you go grocery shopping. You see someone you know. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. Okay, bye. And then you go your opposite directions, but you realize you're on the same path of aisles. So then turn down the next aisle. Like, ah, hey, there you are.
I just switch directions and I start following the person and getting behind them. Or, okay, here's another one. You're at work and you're walking down the hall and you see someone approaching you walking down the hall and you're like, I'm going to move to the side and then they're going to move to the side and we're going to pass each other. But then you both move to the same side and then you go, whoop, and then you both move to that other side, whoop, whoop. And then someone's like, want to dance? That is so awkward. What else? Most awkward situations you can be in with people. 702-364-9400.
It's like anywhere you're in a line or something, and all you have with that person is like small chit-chat. I've been in a line at Subway and walk in, and someone I somewhat know kind of comes up behind me like, hey, how's it been? Things are good? Great. Okay, awesome. Like, oh man, I got to order my sandwich. They got to order their sandwich. We're standing in line with each other.
Or how about when you run into someone and you're like, oh my gosh, how are you? Great seeing you. Da, da, da. And you do all your pleasantries. They're like, see you later. And then you go away. And then like you run into them 5 minutes later. Hi again. It's so embarrassing.
I told you I saw Dave Gosher at the dry cleaners. I go walking in and he's there and it wasn't awkward, but it was one of the things. We had our conversation and then it was like he had to pay for his stuff and the guy's like, it's $38. Like, okay, let me give him my card. It's just like as he's doing his transaction, I'm like standing there watching him pay for his dry cleaning. It's just, I don't know. It's just an awkwardness about it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're just awkward people. We just got a text here. It says, next time, wink at her. Yeah, I wonder if we're going to be on. No, she made her appointment. I overheard. She's not due for 6 weeks. I go back every three weeks. So, well, I might see her after two appointments, but it was just so weird. And then when she left, I was like, was she a new client? And she said, yeah, she was. Her daughter made the appointment for her. I was like, okay, because I thought maybe she knew me. And my hairdresser goes, yeah, I saw her staring at you. I'm like, I know. It was so weird.
Do you and your stylist get into deep conversations? But so you're in that private room. There's no one around you then, is there?
Well, her assistant was there, so she was there yesterday. But we get into pretty deep conversations. She was the one that ran out with me when I had like dye in my hair and someone broke into my car. She was a good friend. She called the cops for me, and she just at one point I'm out there doing the police report, and she's like, "I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I really got to take that color off of her hair now." So we had to go back in, and she had to do that. That was awkward, knowing that the police are dealing with that, and you're having your hair done.
You're right. Coming up next, we've got the Hot 30. What do you got for us?
All right, we're going to talk about Las Vegas being open. Plenty of jobs. We've got some good news and some great future on the horizon here for our city. Also, three pandemic tax scams you really need to look out for, and a mysterious headless tree beast. A Polish woman panicked, saw this in her tree. Wait until you hear what it was. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
The weekend, save your tears. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Blue Point Medical Spa. Call them at 702-307-3330. Las Vegas is in demand again, and we love to hear it. Las Vegas needs to hire more staff and fast. Workers were laid off up and down the strip last year, taking a toll on our local economy. But as COVID vaccinations ramp up, so does travel confidence. MGM Resorts is looking to fill hundreds of vacancies at its 12 iconic hotels. Positions range from front desk workers and cleaners to food servers and security officers. Other hotels also hiring. How fast are people getting back? Well, the TSA says 20 million people have taken flights this month so far. The same time last year saw only 1.4 million people.
Wow, what a difference a year makes.
Yes, it's so good to see that. People back to work and places opening again. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so nice.
I never thought I'd be happy to be sitting in traffic again.
Yeah.
I remember last year, the height of the pandemic, driving around doing some stuff, and it was just, you wouldn't see any cars out there on the road.
So eerie.
And now it's like, traffic, yes!
It's back.
Welcome back, everyone.
I hate traffic. Also this morning, usually taxes would have been due yesterday, but the IRS has given us until May 17th due to the pandemic, which also means an extra month for scammers to try and steal your information. Here are three tax scams to be on the lookout for this year. One, missing stimulus payments. One of the biggest scams this year involves scammers telling you the IRS needs additional information to send your missing or late stimulus check, but the IRS will never contact you through email, text, or social media. Fake charities is a big one. During a crisis like COVID, scammers try to cash in on our desire to support worthwhile causes. It might involve them posing as charities to get money from you or asking you for personal financial information like your social security number. And unemployment benefits. If your information was leaked in one of those massive data breaches in recent years, criminals could have claimed unemployment benefits under your name. And since unemployment insurance is considered taxable income, if you're a victim of this type of fraud, you might discover your info was compromised when you get your tax forms and try to file your return. If you get any communication you're unsure about, you can always call the IRS to verify it. That number is 800-829-1040, and you can always report any tax fraud at irs.gov.
They really need you. They'll write you a letter.
Yes, exactly. They'll find a way to track you down.
They will, yes, they will. Very friendly when you call them, too.
Finally this morning, a Polish woman made a panicked call to the Krakow Animal Welfare Society. They're used to getting calls from residents about abandoned animals, but what they got a call on, this was a different story. She called about a bizarre creature lurking in a tree in her neighborhood. A weird looking thing in a tree would be scary, right? The caller is reported to have told them that the brown creature had been sitting in a tree across from the house for 2 days, adding that people were keeping their windows closed because they were afraid it might try to get in their homes, saying that the creature looked like she kept saying a lagoon instead of the word which she couldn't think of, which was iguana. She thought it was like a big brown iguana. Well, it sounds pretty serious, but animal control investigators, they went out to the neighborhood to see for themselves, and the creature turned out to
what
be...
What is that?
It's a croissant.
No, it's... What? I'm looking at the photo right now. Wait, hold on. I'm baffled by it, too. It's a headless creature.
It's a croissant in a tree.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a croissant.
It looks like a creature.
She almost made me drop my croissant. The animal investigators are hopeful that the story won't discourage others from reporting animal welfare concerns, saying they've gotten calls about abandoned cats, dogs, and fish. Yes, abandoned fish. But no, the headless beast was actually just a croissant in a tree.
Looks good. I'm hungry.
Well, how does that croissant get in the tree is my question.
So I'm looking at it. It's below a balcony. So I'm thinking maybe someone was eating. It fell on the ground. They're like, oh, let's feed it to the birds. And so they threw it off their balcony. Wedges itself in that tree, and this poor woman thinks it's a headless animal.
Or maybe it was on the ground and a cat got it and then climbed up the tree with it and then they forgot about it or something. But yeah, just beware of those headless croissants coming to get you.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, it's Friday, so that means 9 a.m. We've got the Friday Rewind. Is there a song you want to hear? Let us know. 702-364-9400. It's Dua Lipa, Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1. It is A56 Mercedes in the morning. Getting ready for the Friday Rewind. Make sure you get your request in at 702-364-9400.
You were talking about your hairstylist and the awkwardness that happened when the stranger was just staring at you the entire time. I've got a friend of mine, and she's a stylist, and she posted a meme yesterday. I thought it was really interesting about things that happen when you're late to your hair appointment. And I'll just read what she posted. It was this meme, but it says, your hairstylist has to conceal being upset, annoyed, stressed about time, and then comfort you about being late because we don't want to make things weird for the rest of the appointment. We then have to rush the process to make sure this doesn't set us back to make us late for literally every appointment for the rest of the day.
Oh, man. It's so true.
It really
is.
It's
so true.
I try not to be late to my appointments, but I never even thought about that, too. If I'm late by 5 minutes or so, that's just going to affect every single appointment after that.
It's the domino effect. Same thing with like doctors. And that's why I always wonder when I'm sitting there in the waiting room waiting and waiting. I'm like, someone was late. Why did you do this to me?
If you had to create or you created a meme about your job, kind of, telling your customers something that bothers you, what would that meme be?
Oh, something that bothers you about customers at your job, 702-364-9400.
Because I've understood, like, oh, I'm late, so Larry is going to be pushed behind. But I never really thought about the whole process of it. It's going to affect them the rest of the day. And then there's that, they're being nice to you because they don't want you to feel bad for being late. But at the end of the day, you're the one that was late to the appointment. It really is a whole process that affects the entire day.
What would it be for you? I'm trying to think.
I mean, you guys really don't do anything that annoys us. I can't. The only thing I could think of, and it's not that big of an annoyance, is turning the radio down. You call the show, there's a 20-second delay.
Yeah.
So if you don't turn your radio down, there is feedback, but we can just tell you to turn it down. It's not that big of a thing, but if we were to create a meme, I guess it would be, make sure you turn your radio down once we put you on hold.
You know what? You just made me think of one. The only thing I would add to that is if you win something, you don't have to, like, go insane. But, like, seem a little excited. It's when people are like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. I'm like, you're welcome. Just, again, you don't have to, like, with that. I get it. And sometimes you're in a situation where you can't go crazy. But even if you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool, thank you so much, that would be fine. But it's like when you give a birthday gift to someone and then they open it and they're like, oh, wow, thanks. Oh, boy. Okay. That would be the only thing. And that does not happen. Actually, that hasn't happened for years.
It's been a while.
It's been a very long time. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Also, just, I don't know, maybe a meme about calling the show. I feel like with the text line, more people text than call. Like, I miss, like, the flood of calls we used to get. I just think with people scheduling, it's easier to text a message to the radio show. Call us. We're still here at 702-364-9400.
As the phones don't ring, but we are getting texts. Lots of Friday Rewind texts. I know what you mean, but I think about myself, and just being completely honest, I don't think that I would have the time to sit on the phone and call. So when you guys do, man, it is much appreciated. It really is. We do like talking to you.
I put myself in a situation of I was for years, decades, a diehard Howard Stern fan. Like, that was, Howard was my guy. I listened to him growing up and everything. I never once called the show. But I was like a diehard fan of that show.
That is, you know? So true. Those, I just got a meme sent to me by a friend of mine who works for Metro, and her meme is this. It says, it's the meme that says, no one hates bad cops more than good cops. 100%, she says, this is ours. Yeah, that's, I've seen that one floating around quite a bit lately, yeah, with everything that's going on in the news. This one says, I work fixing construction equipment. That doesn't mean I can work on your car. I'm sorry. I thought maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
Phones are ringing. Mercedes,
oh my gosh,
the show.
This is amazing.
We gotta take it before we kick off the rewind. Call.
Okay, let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. What is the little meme that you would make about your job?
Well, with my job, it's like I'm a swab technician. So when people, when I go and open up a machine to kind of fix it, they're always saying, are you fixing it to win? And it's like, no.
Are you sitting on it? Because then I'll fix it to lose.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Kick off the Friday Rewind. Chumba Wumba, tub thumping. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. The Friday Rewind, and it's time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
Taking it back to another year. What is it?
1992.
'Twas a good year, that 92. What? Tell us more about it.
Excuse me, it's cough right there. 1992, the big movies. Remember Beethoven?
Oh, the dog.
Yeah, the dog movie. Yeah.
I do remember that.
Beethoven,
vaguely.
That was the big movie in the box office. Also, Babe with John Goodman was the other big movie.
Babe?
Mm-hmm.
The pig one?
No, did he play Babe Ruth?
Oh, okay. Oh.
But there was also Babe the Pig, right?
Yeah, that's the only Babe I know, but as far as movies go. But, oh, I'll have to check that out.
Okay, I want you to tell me which out of these three songs was sitting higher in the charts. It's not necessarily number one. Which was sitting higher in the charts?
Okay.
Option number one, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
That had that resurgence because of Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Option number two is Criss Cross.
You said 1992?
Yes.
Okay.
And option number three, these guys from Dublin. You too.
One blood, one life, you got to do what you should.
Huh. Man, I am really torn on this one. Part of me is saying that, okay, it's got to be you too, because we always play the song, and I know you would love if we played you too, so that's why you picked that and didn't pick the number one song. You just picked you too, because it was the higher one of those three. But then the other part of me is like, wait, you had that cassette single of Crisscross from Jump, or Jump from Crisscross, and I think it was number one. Like, I, or not number one, but I think it charted very high. So which one is it? I think the first one is completely out of the picture.
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. I don't think that's it.
I will tell you, out of those three songs, it's sitting at number three in the charts.
Number three.
What do you guys think it is? Shout it out. We can hear you.
You know, I'm just going to go with my gut instinct that it was a Crisscross Jump. Final answer.
The song that was sitting number three in the charts on this day back in 1992 was... Thanks to your cassette single purchase.
And also, I knew that there's no way we'd play Bohemian Rhapsody because it's way too long.
So we play it. Here it is. Crisscross Jump. Mix 94.1. Bon Jovi by request. A song you want to hear on the Friday Rewind. Call, text us, 702-364-9400.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. She was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert this week, and fans believe she dropped a number of hints that her next re-recorded album will be 1989 Taylor's version. Now, during the interview, she made a lot of references. One was to New York City. Now, 1989, of course, leads with Welcome to New York. She referenced Shake It Off. She mentioned the year 1989 directly, and she gave some other hints. Some fans actually noted her vision board that she showed off there of Stephen Colbert. It featured eight hearts and nine stars. That could be a visual representation of 89. And the poster also had a seagull on it, which could be a reference to the seagull-covered shirt she wears on the 1989 album cover. So people are very perceptive, and she is so slick about those little Easter eggs that she throws out there.
And I like how fast she's putting these albums out.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she'll give us unreleased From the Vault songs or new music songs we haven't heard before. So this is exciting. She's a busy woman.
Yeah, for sure. Also trending this morning is Aaron Rodgers. So tonight is his last night as guest host on Jeopardy. And he shared an image to his Instagram account that highlighted how he's used sticky notes at the podium to keep himself on track. He kept six notes on the podium for the last 2 weeks to give himself little pointers that have helped him along the way. Five of them are notes from himself with phrases like speak less, slow down, relax, energy, and stand up straight. The sixth is from the show's stage manager, who wanted to make sure that Aaron did not do anything particularly embarrassing while filming. So he left a note that said, don't pick your nose / butt. I have a note that says the same thing here right next to me, so I don't do that during the show.
Yeah, I wrote it there for Mercedes.
It's just too easy.
Out of control. I mean, and using the same hand, too. You do nose and butt with the same hand.
Always, like, my pants going up my butt. It's just, I always picking them.
Left hand butt, right hand nose. Keep them clean.
So that is trending this morning. And then Miller Lite is trending. So the beer brand, they're encouraging people to get their COVID-19 vaccine with new T-shirts. The limited edition Vax Time T-shirts have just one sleeve, so the wearer can have their arm free for their shot. The shirts are $10. They're unisex. They come in two styles. There's a navy version without a left sleeve, and then there is a white shirt without a right sleeve. Both have almost Miller Time written on the front. Now, all proceeds from the shirts are going to go to the U.S. Bartenders Guild, and Miller Lite will match donations up to $50,000. You can get yours on their website at shop.millerlite.com, and that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.